Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Us. What? That we should be called the sons of God. That's what Jesus was called. Why? Because He is the firstborn of many brethren. He calls us brother.
Amen.
Firstborn. Call the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. They didn't know who He was when He came in the earth. Treated Him bad. They don't know who we are. Treat us bad. Oh, but there's coming a day. There's coming a day when people are going to see us and they're going to go, oh, I didn't know who you were. I wouldn't have talked to you like that. I wouldn't have treated you. I'm sorry. It's going to be late. They don't know who we are. Verse 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Not later. Right now. Right now. We've been born again of the Holy Spirit of God, and we are the sons of God. We are right now. Right now. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. You can't see what we're going to be. But we know that when He shall appear, He's gone to that far country, but He's a returning. He's a coming back. And when He shows up, the glory of God's going to hit us, and we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom of God, kingdom of God. Glory to God. Go back to 19, Luke 19. He said to the man, he said, your pound has gained five. He said, you be over five cities. Five cities. How many cities you want to be over? Somebody says, well, it's just all up to the Lord. Is it? Huh? If it is, He should have just said, according to my divine sovereignty and predestination. And not said anything about them. But He talked about that they were faithful. Right? In what He gave them to do. And according to their faithfulness, now comes their reward. Is everybody going to be rewarded the same across the board? No, they're not. In fact, the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15 that in the resurrection, we'll differ in glory like the stars. Some stars are brighter than others. There's not just a standard star. There is no heavenly communism and commonism. And we're all just equally blessed and all have the same cookie cutter eternal homes. Our homes are going to be different. Our places are going to be different. Our rulerships are going to be different. Somebody said, that don't seem fair. Watch out. Got to remember who you're talking to. I'm not the one doing this. You're not the one doing this. He is supremely fair. How many know it wouldn't be fair one man to work all his life for the kingdom of God, another man confess Jesus as Lord, but live selfishly for himself all his life, and they get the same reward? That ain't right. Right? God is right. God is fair. So there'll be rulers over 10 cities and rulers over 5 and this next guy, which is not us. Am I right? Do you know about the next guy? It's not us. He came up and he said, Lord, look here. Here's your pound And I kept it laid up for you in a napkin. Now, what does that mean? He did not attempt to do anything with it. He made no effort to advance the kingdom of God with what he was given. No effort. He said, I feared you because you're an austere man. You take up what you laid not down and you reap that which you did not sow. How many know the Lord expects a return on his investment? And not the same thing he put into you. He expects you to multiply it. Increase it. Do something with it. He said, out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew I was an austere man, taking up what I laid not down and reaping that I did not sow. Why didn't you give my money to the bank? That my coming, I might have required mine own with usury. At least I'd have had some interest. Do something with it. Are there people who do absolutely nothing with what God has given them? There are people who do nothing with the opportunities, with the gifts, with the talents. You know, there's some talents and abilities you're born with, but they're from God. There are other things that are added to you when you're born again, or when you fill with the Spirit, or as you grow with God, but they're all gifts from God. And none of them are just for you to revel in, to glorify yourself. They're all for the advancement of the kingdom. Is that right? For the advancement of the kingdom. People use them. You see people that are skilled. People call it talent. And isn't it interesting that that's the word he uses in different places? Talents. I've seen people who are talented in music. Writing and singing and playing. And they only used it for personal stardom. People say, well, they're just talented. No, it's a gift God put in them when they were born. And it wasn't just to exploit for themselves, it was to advance the kingdom of God. Yeah. But they're misusing it. Others don't develop what they have. And so this man, he said, verse 24, he said, take from him the pound and give it to him that has the 10 pounds. And the crowd spoke up and said, Lord, yeah, but he already has 10 pounds. But is the Lord just? Why take the one away from the guy who only has one and give it to the guy that already has 10? Why does the guy with 10 have 10? He knows what to do with a pound. Right? So give it to somebody who knows what to do with it. And he said, you, verse 26, everyone that has will be given from him that has not, even what he has will be taken away. But those my enemies that would not that I should reign over them, bring them here and slay them before me. He is going to rule. I don't care who doesn't want him. I don't care how many false religions of the world and idol worshipers and every other thing despise Jesus and mock him and make fun of him and spit on him and ridicule him. He is coming. He is coming. King of Kings. How many read in the book of Revelation about him sitting on the white horse and the name on him, King of Kings and Lord of Lords? And behind him, there were many that followed him robed in white linen. Right. That's us. That's us. That's us. And he will rule and reign. No matter who thought they liked it or didn't like it. And the ones who didn't want him to reign, tough. They'll be removed. They'll be destroyed. And you'll be so glad, so glad, so glad that you confessed him and you loved him and you served him and you used your talents for the advancement of the kingdom. Say it out loud, the advancement of the kingdom. Go to Philippians, please. Look at a couple of more scriptures on this right now. Philippians 2. Thank you, Master. Can you see why the Lord led us to go this direction on kingdom of God? I sure can. I'm learning. I am learning. Philippians 2 and verse 19. He said, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Now, this was the churches and the saints that he was writing to. He said, verse 21, for all seek what?
Their own.
What are we told to seek?
Kingdom.
Seek first the kingdom of God. By contrast, what are most people doing? Here he said all. That's a big word, isn't it? All seek their own and not the things which are Jesus Christ. Let me read this to you from the Amplified. He said all seek to advance their own interests and not those of Jesus Christ. But Timothy's tested worth. You know how as a son with his father, he's toiled with me and zealously serving and helping to advance the good news. The gospel. To advance the good news. Being kingdom minded means you're always thinking, how can we advance the kingdom? How many understand God didn't give us this truth and these words and the manifestation of the Spirit to hide under a bushel? He wants us to get it out. He wants people to hear. He wants people to see. He wants people to know. Right? I'm excited about the steps that the Lord's helped us with already. The internet. Right? The TV. Other things that are in the works. We got to get the message out. And not just us, other people, other ministries, other outreaches are already doing wonderful things and many God's raising up. But we can't just relish in their accomplishments because when they get rewards, we're going to want some. You know, people try to rationalize and say, well, look at so-and-so, boy, you know, they're on all these stations and look at these people, they're holding crusades and reaching 1 million people and look at these people. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. But that don't get you rewards. That don't get you rulership over a city. So we thank God for that. But we must think, how can I, me, moi, today, me, today, how can I advance the kingdom of God? Two major ways you can do it. You can do something, or you can help somebody do something. Right? Both of them count.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Advancing the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402C. That's R1402C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.